Look at this. I've got a new light. I got a like $18 floor model sample light from Apt. Game changer. Welcome to Car Con Carne. I'm James Van Ossel in the River North neighborhood of Chicago. I'll introduce my guests shortly. But first, as a homeowner, and I know a lot of you who are watching or listening, a lot of you own homes, whether it's in the city or out in the burbs, you know your house can take a beating. The elements are brutal. I mean, it was so windy today. All day long, I was working from home, and I heard the wind just pounding against my windows. And that said, winter storms, spring storms, your home needs help. If you think that you have damages that could qualify you for a roof and or siding replacement through your insurance, talk to my friends at Suburban Roofing and Siding for a free 9-point inspection of your property exterior before you call your insurance company. Let them assess any damages you may have and walk you through the steps of a claim hassle-free. They're an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating, and all their contractors are licensed, bonded, and insured. They also use the highest quality materials available at no additional charge to you. Call 224-677-6149 or visit them at suburbanroofingandsiding.com. Car Con Carne, also sponsored by 90 Days in the 90s. Have you read this book yet? Grab one. Amazon.com, 90daysinthe90s.com. If you are watching from anywhere near the Chicago area, if you grew up in the 90s in Chicago, you'll recognize an awful lot of this book because it's a time travel story, a story that goes back to Chicago in the 1990s. Darby, in the book, owns a record store. She discovers the Gray Line. I'm looking at the Brown Line right now. She discovers the Gray Line, which won't take you to the merchandise mart. It'll take you back in time to the 90s, and she relives all that nostalgia, all that cool shit from the 90s. 90 Days in the 90s, written by my friend Andy Fry. Get it on Amazon. Get it from 90daysinthe90s.com.
It's Car Con Carne. Let's eat in the car. It's Car Con Carne. And now here's the star of our show, James Van Ossel.
I never watched.
Welcome to Car Con Carne. I'm James Van Ossel. To my right, if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, that's old friend Patrick Brower. Almost three years ago today, you were my first guest when I went all virtual during the pandemic. On March 14th, 2020, you were my very first guest when I realized I couldn't do this in the car. We did not plan this to happen almost 3 years to the day, but here we are.
I have no memory of the last 3 years.
We are outside Club Lago, 331 West Superior in Chicago, Superior and Orleans. Giancarlo, one of the owners, will be jumping in the car soon to feed us. In the back seat is Jessica. Jessica, what's your deal?
I'm friends with Patrick, and we're pretty convinced that we know each other because of you.
I've
been to Club Lago, and it's great. So here I am.
But, James, there's more. We're going to hijack a little bit of your time right now because you've got a podcast. We're on it right now. I've got a podcast, Contest of Challengers.
Contest of Challengers. It's a comic book business podcast.
And we've both been doing our podcast for years, and personally for me, outside of our vocal minority people that respond every episode, most of it, we don't know who we're reaching. We look at analytics, we see statistics, but it doesn't really feel like, we don't know who we're connecting to. And sometimes it feels like this is just us talking in a vacuum, right?
That's 90% of podcasts, yes.
So Jessica and I are here today specifically to tell you that that is not the case for Car Con Carne. You reach a lot of people. And to prove it, Jessica.
Patrick, being the very thoughtful person that he is.
What is this?
We have a little something for you.
What is this? It's a box. We said no gifts on Car Con Carne. Shut up. Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. The logo's on a trophy. It says Car Con Carne Podcast, 2023 Podcaster of the Year. The year's not even 3 months.
That's how good this podcast is.
James Van Ossel, in recognition of 800-plus amazing episodes by an industry innovator, presented by an AWED...
Odd.
Odd. Wow. An odd. I know the word. An odd listenership, viewing audience that recognizes excellence, everyone who's ever listened. You guys, this is so cool. I got to take this out. Hang on. This is... I'm flummoxed, so much so that I couldn't pronounce odd. Look at this. It's my first trophy.
First of many.
I love it. Thank you. What a kind and thoughtful...
Don't thank us. You earned it. Look at what it says. It's Podcaster of the Year.
Podcaster of the Year. Oh, my Lord.
They don't just put the Car Con Carne logo on anything.
I'm absolutely in awe. Thank you. I'm awed by this. Thank you so much. This is completely unexpected.
Congratulations on, again, over 800 amazing episodes.
It's over 800.
By an industry innovator. Who else is doing food reviews in a car?
I wouldn't call them reviews, but I get your point. Yeah.
Podcast episodes.
I kind of feel, you remember Monty Python's Meaning of Life, where they're in the foxhole, and certain death is on the way, and all the members of the platoon give their commander gifts, like he got him nothing, and they keep bringing him out gifts, and he feels terribly guilty because he has nothing for his troops. That's the way I feel right now.
We don't think of this as you're going away or anything.
Well, thank you.
You're barely in the middle of what this podcast is going to do.
I think so.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Jessica. That was incredibly kind.
You're very welcome.
I show's over. Thanks for watching, everybody. We're done. There's nothing left to accomplish.
I was promised food.
Okay, let's get into that. Club Lago, we are here. Again, Giancarlo is going to join us. This restaurant's been owned by one family for generations.
It's 60-some-odd years. Their grandfather, Gus, bought it back in 1962, 1964. Maybe I shouldn't be the one giving statistics when it's not my family.
We'll ask him.
Then,
that's fine.
Then,
wait for him. Let's talk
about
your story.
Francesco bought it.
Let's talk about your
story. And then Giancarlo Guido.
Challenger's Comics and Conversation, 1845 Northwestern in the Bucktown neighborhood of Chicago. 15 years ago, March 31st, Challenger's opened.
That is correct.
We are here today to celebrate. God damn it, I should have had a trophy for you. We're here today to celebrate the 15th anniversary.
15 is way less than 825.
15 years is no small amount of time in such a volatile business.
Tell it to my physicality.
A volatile, like several years. I mean, you survived the pandemic. I'm sure it was hanging by a string. One block from here, you open up the other Challenger's location.
Literally, Challenger's Blue, just around the corner, right up there. Chosen not because of Club Lago being right here.
happy coincidence.
But we opened that location in November of 2019 and officially closed it in July of 2020. We had a good couple of months.
You had a good run.
Yeah.
Nice looking store.
Well, we had a run. It was a nice looking store.
Same block as a Starbucks.
Yeah. I went to that Starbucks all the time.
I bet you did. But the point is, a lot of headwinds going against you when you run a retail operation. A lot of people don't make it. I'm sure seen comic shops in the city and burbs open and close during your 15 years.
I definitely have. Yeah, it's amazing to think that we made it 15 years. It has not been an easy 15 years, but at the same time, it doesn't feel like 15 years. I still feel like the new kid. Like, I've been doing this for so long, I don't want to say how long it's been, mainly because Jessica is so young compared to me in the back. I think I started doing this when you were 4. That's true. And I still feel like I'm a new kid in this industry, and comics are so good right now, better than they have literally ever been.
Really?
There was a point when I said that I would retire at 50, because at 50 years old, who is going to be taking, what 17 or 18-year-old kid is going to be taking advice from a 50-year-old guy about what's good in the industry? But holy shit, comics are so good right now, and it's exciting to be able to say, no, you need to read Where Monsters Lie. It is excellent. And then be able to explain why it's excellent, and then have somebody read it and come back and say, you're right, the book is excellent. And don't get me wrong, I don't make these comics. I don't write them. I don't draw them. But I read them, and I can tell you why they're good.
I don't want to get too far down the rabbit hole of like good comic books, because I think that becomes a niche discussion that we'll lose people on. I want to kind of focus a little bit more on the business aspect of this. Talking about your longevity, I think that one of the secrets to being a successful business owner, operator, is allowing yourself the freedom to change as needs dictate. Like not holding anything sacrosanct to the point where it works against you. You have always, I remember back in the day talking to you, you're like, yeah, we did a bunch of in-stores that didn't work because they weren't comic related. We're not doing that anymore. like being able to audible and recognize what's best for the business.
The number of programs that we've started and then canceled, or things that, like, ideas that we've had that have just failed, you got to be able to say, hey, that didn't work, let's move on. Mm-hmm. We had a bicycle messenger delivery service that didn't catch on. We had graphic novel rentals.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that was Challengers Unlimited is what it was called. Mm-hmm. For, I think, $10 a month, you got to rent, like a library, graphic novel from a section. It worked for a while, but it saw diminishing returns. One of the hallmarks of Challengers is we have an idea that works really well, and we're like, great, let's do it again. The second time, it fails. So it's like, don't go back to the well. It's not going to keep going.
Okay.
So you've got to be able to say, hey, this doesn't work. And if you look at photos from what Challengers was when it opened, and if you talk to us like what we thought the store was going to be, it is definitely not that. But you can't, like, Dal and I can decide, co-owner W. Dal Bush, we can decide, like, we can think we know what the store is going to be, but the customers tell us, the clientele, the neighborhoods, they tell us what they want, and we'd be fools not to listen to them.
Speaking of W. Dal Bush, co-owner of Challengers Comics, co-host of Contest of Challengers, there are times where I think maybe he's not as social, and that's why I thought you brought Jessica.
You did ask if she was going to take his role tonight. A quick little sidebar. I got RJ City from AEW to do a list of possible names that W. Dal could all be short for, and they're so good. He settled on Willie Dalentino Bush. That's nice. His favorite.
Going back to the beginning and how, you know, what it started as is very different from what it is now. Did you have... Oh, hey, it's Giancarlo.
Hold on.
How can
Here's
I help?
Here's a sandwich.
Oh, my Lord.
Hi.
Hi, it's Look. Giancarlo from Lago.
Hi, it's Giancarlo from Lago. Club Lago, you're beautiful people. Give me a second. Thank you. Dame un momento. Vamos a poner...
I think... Well, sorry. No. We'll,
who would like here. What?
See where we are.
Just,
who gets,
I'll hold
this is what I'm here for.
Yes. Okay. And then this... Okay. Yes.
I will hold this.
No, totally no. Oh, gracias, my Lord. We got to get the camera out for this.
Oh, my
Giancarlo, thank okay. you for jumping in the car. I know this is not a typical night for you. Real quick.
Yes.
We just had an avalanche of food in the car. Tell us what we're looking at here. What's Patrick holding?
So that's
holding?
Our eggplant parmigiana. Eggplant sliced, not thin, not thick, but heading towards thick, fried briefly, and then baked with tomato sauce and a blend of cheeses on top. Eggplant parmigiana, people love it. Because it's awesome.
It smells amazing. All right, what do we have back
this here? This is green noodles al forno, spinach fettuccine, so spinach that's mixed in with the semolina flour and turned into pasta. Then blended cheese is baked on top. That is the only sauce that's on it. It's unusual, but it's delightful.
Oh, it looks fantastic. And then, a sandwich.
You're quite welcome. Just kidding.
And this is the Gus Sub, named after our grandpa. My brother Guido and I, we're both the owners at Club Lago, and our grandpa Gus... never had the sandwich once in his life, but we invented this sandwich and named it after him because he's totally cool.
What's
prosciutto,
on it?
Salami, lettuce, onion, tomato, and a little bit of our house dressing and provolone cheese. Sort
I love
of classic
a good,
Italian cold cut sub. It's
I
great.
Love an Italian sub.
Well, there you go, baby.
Okay. Thanks.
Is this live? Is this hot?
It's hot.
Yes.
Okay, then I'm just going to scooch a little
bit. Yeah, talk right on it.
Oh, we're supposed to speak directly. Sorry.
A little distorting. Okay, we're good. All right, so now we get to eat food and talk about Club Lago.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, hi. Oh, and I totally have...
silverware?
Knife and fork, yeah. So, what would you like to start with eating? The
Oh, I feel like you should ask the host.
No,
oh.
You're all guests in the car.
What do you? Okay, so somebody grabs something, and I have knife and
Jessica,
fork back
here. Jessica,
you go
first. What do you want?
Oh, God.
I have the eggplant.
So much pressure.
The spinach fettuccine.
You said you dig eggplant,
here.
Right?
Yeah.
Here, you hand me that. We'll do that. And Patrick, go with. All right, have some green noodles al forno.
I'm going for the sub, dude.
This. Okay, yes, sub, do it.
What are you
here,
eating?
Give that here.
Thank you.
I'm eating your love.
All right, Patrick, can you put this on the table, e.g., the dashboard?
The dashboard? I can.
I.e., actually.
Nice.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That is.
Don't want
right.
it to hit the windshield.
All right. There's no easy way to eat this sub, is there? It's certainly not on camera.
I have some ideas.
I bet you do.
All right, here we go. Giancarlo, thank you so much yes. for bringing all this food in here.
Oh, thank you for being here. Thank you for thinking of us, man. I appreciate it.
So the family's owned this place since when?
Since 1952. So Grandpa bought the place in 52. It was called Lago Cafe.
It was off by 10 years.
He changed That was only 10 years ago in metric years. But no, he changed the name from Lago Cafe to Club Lago because he wanted to class the joint up. And then he did.
Do you know, was this Plum Real Estate back then? Or was he kind of a pioneer in this area?
It was all industrial and printers. And actually then, I don't think it was even printers. But it was these buildings were heavy industry. This was industry. Printing, giant presses that took up whole floors of places. These are brick shit houses. These buildings are incredibly well built. Not meant for galleries and furniture stores, which is what they are now. But at the time, they had huge printing presses and stuff. And there was, right before we were here, other kinds of industry. And frankly, I don't know what, but they called it Smoky Hollow for some period of time because there was so much activity here, so much manufacturing activity.
Was it meatpacking at one point?
I don't think so, back of the yards and just south of the loop. I don't think so, but I don't know that for sure. Montgomery Ward's down the street from here,
sure.
And that predates us. And so their catalog space, their warehouse space was there forever. Printing. Then photographers came in the 70s, maybe the late 60s. And so there were also big photo development spaces, photo processing places. What really changed things were the art galleries that happened in the 70s, late 70s, and then in the 80s. And that's what gentrified, what turned this, which was never called River North, turned into what briefly was unfortunately going to be called Soho, as in an answer to Soho,
Superior
to Huron. Oof. Thankfully, that did not last.
I didn't even know that.
No, well, good. Because nobody should, because it's a horrible name. Instead, they went with River North, which isn't very descriptive. It has a river in it and a direction.
So, yeah, we're here. You're at the corner of Superior and Orleans.
Correct.
I mean, Plum Real Estate. It's such a great location because it's on the corner of River North, pretty much. So you're away from all the bullshit of River North. Like, you're still right downtown, but you're away from all the BS.
Except that, yes, but at the same time, I would love to have some of the BS be my walk-ins once in a while. Because, you know, you guys are pretty far west. It's like, well, it's only Orleans, but that's west enough that we don't catch all of the action that happens just a couple of blocks east. So it's a fun thing to be on a cusp, mm-hmm. I guess, if I can say cusp.
sure. It's not fuck.
I don't want to insult the cuspists out there or the anti-cuspists.
You know damn well my mom was a cuspist.
It's like, oh, shit, now you're bringing up your mom, man. Come on, Patrick.
Let's talk about the food. Jessica, mm-hmm. How is it?
That's fantastic. I can't stop eating it.
Jessica told me that she really wanted to have eggplant. And I just recently looked up the nutritive value of eggplant. Fiber.
Oh.
And there's
I'm going to be the most regular person in this car.
Little bit.
So it's funny. I have some friends who always get the spinach bay pastas when they come here, and I've never had it before. This is great.
Oh, the pasta, because you don't even think of like adding just a little bit of spinach to a blend of pasta. Sure. Sort of darkens it up or makes it a little bit heartier, just the noodle itself, just a little bit heartier, and it's great. I love those green noodles. I love them. And green noodles, they're spinach fettuccine, but it's a lot easier to say green noodles than it is to say spinach fettuccine. But,
and it's also, we're doing this the week of St. Patrick's Day, so it's very festive.
Ah, good call. I didn't even think of that.
And the mozzarella is like perfectly browned on top.
Oh, well, and it's not just mozzarella. There's also fontanella. So it's a blend of cheeses.
Yeah, James.
That makes it that much more fun because there's a tartness that it's not just gooey cheese. It also has some flavor choices that have been made.
And this sub is a classic. This is like when you think Italian sub, this is what you think of.
Thank you. And
this is it.
I think my grandfather would have agreed had he ever had that sandwich.
I love that he's never had it.
No, I never. No, he had false teeth. I don't think you could even eat that sandwich.
No, I could barely eat it.
Right. You really need to be able to chew, man. Well, and our bread is made by D'Amato's Bakery in Chicago, which is a great, great bakery. Mm-hmm. Been around forever. Their bread is incredible. But you know, you've got to have a jaw, and you've got to have enamel, all right, to take on this bread. Yeah, it's excellent bread. D'Amato's Bakery, man, they're great. They're old. They've been around forever. They're great.
There's something that's just so real Chicago about Lago. Like, it feels untouched by time.
Hear, hear. I appreciate that. I think something that Guido and I both understood was we don't want to change too much. And so, like, the changes were, well, we take credit cards. Club Lago never used to take credit cards.
When did you finally turn the corner on that?
That was a... That was a long... right. It was about 15 minutes ago. That was a... trying to convince our father Francesco, who was generation number two, to take credit cards was a bear. We were effectively telling people not to come in, especially at lunch where people had their corporate credit cards.
Yeah, expensive. This is in
you know, mid-90s, late-90s. But they couldn't because they had to come in with a stack of 20s. And we tried every argument with our father. And then at some point, after we had expired, we were done. And then my dad said, well, you know, he had a thick Italian accent, but you get the receipts, then you collect them and send them to American Express. And after a month, they send you a check. And I said, wait, what was that? I said, yeah, you know, they keep the receipts, send to American Express, get the check a month later. Well, okay, I didn't know that was ever how credit cards worked. But Dad, you know, now you just have a thing and you swipe the card and then 12 hours later the money's in your account. And really, like, all the hot button issues, I never knew, like, oh, you had to use a hammer and chisel to put the amount of money on a thing and then you sent it on the back of a camel or whatever. Like, so it turns out that was it. And I said, no, Dad, you know, now you just swipe the card and it's there 12 hours later. And he said, yeah, okay, we can do it. Holy shit! Like, Guido and I had exhausted all of our energy for years trying to get credit cards. That was it. Because we had no idea that sometime in the Eisenhower administration, like, for you to get money from credit cards, you had to send away for the money, and then maybe they gave it to you at some point. I had no idea that's
you
how it ever worked.
Out this little card that's on the back of the Parmesan cheese canister.
Or a matchbook, and it says, you know, please send a SASE to this address. And
did you used to have branded Club Lago matchbooks?
Yes, we did. And we stopped doing it because we couldn't...
You can't smoke inside.
Smoke inside anymore, and that kind of stinks. And, yeah.
Going back to credit cards, now that Gene and Jude's takes credit cards, all bets are off. Like, no one can...
Didn't know that.
No one can turn you down anymore. Now that Gene and Jude's has turned the corner.
I didn't know Gene
and Jude's. It was like when Tool got their stuff on streaming... Like, that last holdout's there.
Hey, man, you know that at ballparks, you can't even use cash anymore.
Right.
At any ballpark, I don't think.
I don't have any cash in my wallet. I never travel with cash.
I'm still, like, an old-school Dago enough that I have to have cash in my wallet. And I don't actually spend it ever. It just sits there. Like, I have 60 bucks in my... It just sits there. I don't know. I have to. Otherwise, what? You're going to walk around with no cash? What if somebody offers you a blackjack on the street and you've got to beat somebody up? I mean,
well, you don't want a paper trail. You
and he
definitely
doesn't have
can't
Square,
charge
right? He doesn't have Square on his phone.
I'd be more concerned about walking through the wormhole in 1920.
See how it's going to be, son.
Their little newsboy cap. That's your big tell.
Walking down the street, Franz Ferdinand shot. Franz Ferdinand shot. Like
the band.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the menu. I mean, talking about classic Chicago Italian food. You've got your baked clams. That's a must, right?
Excellent. They're excellent. Some places will chop the clam up and put it back in the shell. We serve the whole clam and then with our stuffing on top of it. So it's a choice, but our clams are excellent.
Calamari?
Oh, yeah.
All kinds?
Fried calamari. We don't do grilled. Our fried calamari are great. They, however, don't travel well, so people will call and say, hey, can I get them to go? Like, well,
no,
yeah.
Don't do that.
If you're going 5 minutes away, but otherwise, just eat them here.
So we showed you, and I ate, as it crumbled on my hoodie, the Gus sub. The Guido is what?
The Guido is a ridiculously big meatball, sausage, roast beef, red and green, roasted red and green peppers and onions, cheese baked on top with our meat sauce. It's a great, great sandwich. It was created by a longtime chef of ours named Chico Lucero when Guido and I would go to Hawks games and we needed something basically to soak up the beer. And so he started making these sandwiches and we would just put them in the sleeves of our coats and walk in like where you look all sort of obnoxious because you can't lift your arms up and you're just trying to give the ticket to the guy at the front, and then you would sit down, lift up both arms, and two sandwiches would come out, and that's what you ate while you're at a Hawks game. So they have continued to be a hit on the menu. They're great. Be hungry when you eat them.
Yeah.
Or order it, have half of it, and take the rest home.
Well, that's what I was going to say. This seems like a perfect sandwich for both ends of a night of drinking. Drink or eat it before you go drinking to soak everything up. Then when you're hungover, that seems like a perfect hangover sandwich.
I love the idea. I don't know what you mean hungover, though. I mean,
you're a professional restaurateur. You really don't get hungover. Yeah. Right.
Yes. The Guido is a sandwich.
He means the thing I've been every day after I've been here.
What's that? Is that Churchill thing? It was like, Sir William, you're drunk. Says, yes, but madam, you're ugly. And in the morning,
going to an Italian restaurant, you're judged by your meatballs, aren't you?
Are you coming on to me?
Maybe.
In that regard, James, can I have your pickle?
Please.
Thank you.
Please.
Things are definitely going in the direction I was hoping.
Yeah. It's the close quarters. It's the congenial atmosphere.
Meatballs do have.
Now, you couldn't be licensed to operate in Chicago without serving chicken Vesuvio, could you?
It is actually an American dish, so it does not exist in Italy. And I believe of Chicago origins. And shrimp de jong is another one that is a Chicago origin, often considered an
Italian thing. I don't
think
I learned either of those facts until like 10 years ago. I went through most of my life having no idea.
I don't know where Vesuvio started. De jong started at a hotel that doesn't exist anymore, and I don't remember the name.
I thought Vesuvio started at a hotel. Maybe
that could be.
I thought it was a volcano that erupted in Italy.
And just spewed chickens.
So it's roast
hither
chicken,
and yon.
White wine sauce, potatoes.
A lot of garlic, a lot of rosemary. It's fried and baked.
Thank you.
I'm definitely fried. I'm not baked.
Like Patrick. Well, in the summertime. But yeah, it's
more sauteed.
It's great, and it takes a long time to cook because you have to do both the frying and the baking. It's delicious. It's the kind of thing that if there's something inside you that says, hey, I love garlic and rosemary, well, okay, you're done. I have the dish. You just have to wait, have an appetizer first,
because
it takes 20 minutes-ish before it's ready, 25 sometimes.
I love it. And you can smell the garlic walking up to Club Lago, walking in. That's the sign that you're in for a good time. Also the sign that you probably shouldn't be going out socially after dinner. That's it. After Club Lago, call it a night.
What is it? Right. Or make sure that the person was eating with you.
Exactly.
And then you can do anything you want, man.
Exactly.
You're good.
All right. So you're open 11 o'clock every day?
11 o'clock Monday through Saturday. We are closed on Sundays. 11 o'clock every morning. And then kitchen closes at 10 o'clock Monday through Thursday. 11 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays.
Love it. The food here is awesome. And this is such a staple, such an institution, I feel cool walking into Club Lago because it's
hard not to.
Yeah, it has that throwback vibe to it's like a touchstone to the Chicago that I never got to experience.
So 20 years ago, I was working downtown, and I was drinking regularly at a bar right next door from where I worked, and that's right around the time I met you, James, and that's the time I met Giancarlo, and he would come in and buy some comical books because he's a huge nerd, and
I am.
He would say, hey, you got to come to my bar sometime. And we're like, yeah, okay, guy. We got a bar literally next door that we go to all the time. Finally, my buddy Matt Streets and I one day came out to Club Lago. Like I said, that was around 20 years ago. I've never stopped coming here.
You haven't?
I live in Chicago. I work in Chicago. I own a store in Chicago. And I will tell everybody at all times, Club Lago is my favorite place in the city.
Well, thank you, Patrick.
It's not just the people. It's not just food. It's the people. It's family. It's amazing. And actually, Giancarlo and I are related, but we didn't know that when I first started coming here.
It is pretty impressive. So Patrick's sister's husband's father's wife's daughter is my wife.
Stop it.
Yep.
So we are basically brothers.
I mean, like, in blood as well.
That's crazy.
That is out of control.
And that is crazy.
Being in this car right now with these three people, you are three of my favorite people in the world. And this is such a joy to be part of this.
I love doing this.
This event right here with everybody. James, I've known you forever.
Long time.
Every,
you were with me when I got fired from Q101.
I was literally with you in the studio when you got fired from Q101. And you're like, you got to get out of here right now.
Yeah.
I
got to wipe the hard drive. Every get out of here.
Every fun idea you've ever had, you're like, hey, you want to be part of this? I'm like, yes, let's do it. The Stun Podcast, Hog Butcher, which never materialized. Yeah. Car con carne, everything you've ever wanted
Chicago
to do.
Chicago Podcast Day.
Right?
You came up with
that. Chicago Podcast
which,
Day.
Which
that was great.
Wonderful
is there a second one on the horizon?
You know, I kind of lost touch with the 2112 guys. I'd love to do it. I'm glad we didn't stick to the original idea of last November. I just didn't have the capacity.
Yeah, that's
fair. It's a lot of work.
It was a great day, though.
Yeah, I loved it.
Giancarlo, my brother, I eat here all the time, sometimes too much. No such thing. Also, known you around around 20 years. Jessica, not quite 20 years, but still an amazing human being that I'm very proud to have in this car with us right now. So this is great. This is the epitome of what life is to me right now.
Well, I told you and Jessica before we recorded, this is basically my social life now. This podcast in a car. So yeah, this is it. I'm a happy guy. Giancarlo, do you need to go back in the restaurant or do you want to hang out as we talk a little bit about Challengers?
I love Challengers, and I am a comic book person, and Patrick has been great for me and my comic book dorkitude for many, many years. I am going to go back into the Lago, but call me if you want more, and should I take food, or you do what?
I'm going to keep working on that sandwich.
Okay, so I don't
apologies
need to bust.
Patrick and Jessica.
Because I just bust, like, all I do is bust tables, basically, so... I am now not going to bust tables. We're going to leave it here.
No, we'll bring everything in when we're done recording. Dude, thank you. This was delicious. I love the stories, too. Thank you for playing along.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, and thanks for letting me hang out with
thank you
kids.
For everything, always.
Okay, we'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm inside. Thank you. Go
Club
talk
Lago.
Comics.
Superior in Orleans. That's Giancarlo. He owns the place. Go see him. He's behind the bar tonight.
Excellent. Yeah. I'm going in there right now.
Thanks,
comic
dude.
Books. Comic books.
Almost okay, always bye. Plenty of street parking.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the better.
Okay, bye. Be nice to everybody. You have food and everybody's good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Giancarlo.
Okay, so do you want part two of your sandwich?
In a couple seconds.
Okay.
It's very crumbly.
Do you want some spinach noodles?
Do you want some eggplant?
Do you want
to
swap?
Do you want to build a snowman? Sorry. I have kids.
Luckily, we didn't get that much snow today.
Challengers Comics in Conversation. Previously on Car Con Carne, we talked about starting the business. It's not the same now as it was when you started it 15 years ago on March 31st, 15 years ago, whatever the math turns out to be. Did you have, you must have, a five-year plan, a 10-year plan, like a business plan before you?
You definitely, if you're trying to get money from somebody to get a loan to open a business, you have to have a business plan. Our business plan was ridiculous. Both Dal Bush and I wrote our own business plans, but we opted to go with his because... his had way more Friday Night Lights references than mine did, and also a recipe for chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Mine was way more boring than that, so we went with his.
So, looking back, did you stick to it?
Not even close. We had no idea what this industry was going to be. And look, I'd been selling comics for 17 and a half years at that point, but I hadn't been in charge. Like, I wasn't the money guy.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'm the money guy for everything. All the finances, all of the accounting stuff, that's my domain. And it was never a thing that I'm like, oh, no, I want to do that. I'm good at that. That was like, well, somebody has to do it, and I trust me more than I trust him. And I don't mean like, oh, he's going to embezzle. I mean, no, I've seen his personal finances. That sounds bad. That's not how I mean it. I'm a control freak when it comes to the money involved in the business. So
I'm sure that
the business
there are things
so
he
much.
Does that compensates for things that
oh,
you don't do as
he
well.
Is our,
that's a good
our
partnership.
Chief technical officer. Yeah. Basically my weaknesses are Dal's strengths.
Right.
And that is why this partnership works. If it was just my store or if it was just Dal's store, it'd still be a decent store, but it wouldn't be Challengers.
Right.
And it would be Dallinger's for one. Or it would have been Kirby's if it was mine.
Oh.
I kept that name to myself for a long time, but now somebody opened a store called Kirby's Comics.
Mine named after Jack Kirby's. King Kirby, yeah. Iconic comic book creator.
I mean, think about it. You can already see the logo in your head.
Totally.
Fantastic Four font, Kirby crackle all around it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But no, Challengers is definitely the sum of its parts, and it would not be the same without either one of us.
And along the way,
for better or worse,
one thing that I've always been impressed with, again, Challengers Comics celebrating 15 years as of March 31st, 2023, 15 years in operation. One of the things I've always admired about Challengers is the branding.
Oh my God, this is so good.
The marketing sense that you've brought to this store, just the look and feel, whether it's how you and Dale dress or the color red, which finds its way through everything in Challengers. You have a very distinct way of presenting yourself, which I think goes a long way. It takes it from being a comic book store to being something people can attach to.
That was the goal from the beginning. We wanted to have a very specific brand identity. We wanted people to know when they come in where they are. We don't want people to be on their phone talking to friends saying, oh, I'm at the comic shop. We want them to say, oh, I'm at Challengers.
That's it.
And one of the best compliments we get is when somebody says, is this part of a chain? Because that means it's professional. It's sleek. It looks like a thing that there's a corporation behind it or there's somebody who's financing it, and none of that is true.
And people think that because your chicken tenders are so good they can't possibly just be local.
They're just local. Yeah. Our chicken tenders are just local. Man, if we made chicken tenders, Dad would never leave the store. The look and the feel, we take a lot of pride in the aesthetic. All of our signs are designed by us, but they're professionally printed. We don't handwrite anything because it just makes it look better. You called out our appearance. We always wear suits because comic books are a serious business. And we want you to know who's in charge when you're in the store. Most comic shops you go to, it's just a dude in fatigue shorts and a Batman t-shirt.
Yep.
Fine. If that's your aesthetic, go for it. But that's not what we want to be. We want you to know who you can talk to. We have conversation in the name so you can feel comfortable talking about the things that you like. And it seems that a lot of people that love comics don't necessarily have a lot of people in their life who like comics like they do. Mm-hmm. So it's a rallying cry to say, no, you can come and talk about that stuff here. You're welcome to do it here.
I talked a little bit at the beginning before Giancarlo jumped in about the challenges, COVID, everything else. I think even more so than COVID, one of the biggest challenges you faced was transition to digital for all physical media. You opened the shop in the aughts as digital was really, before Comixology existed.
Yes, before Comixology existed. And guess what? Comixology is going away this year, so we have outlived it.
So I guess the question is, I see this with music, and I'm wondering if the same is true with comic books. Have people come back around and realized there's something way more special about building that collection, having and holding, reading a single issue?
Well, from the beginning, we've never been scared of digital comics because the people that come in to buy single issues are the people that want to have single issues. The tactile experience of reading a comic is a thing that you can't get digitally. When you listen to the different iterations of audio, whether it be 8-track, LP, cassettes, mini discs, MP3 files, or streaming services, yes, there is a difference in the audio quality, but the music is the same. A comic book on a digital screen is vastly different than the printed media. The colors are different. The transitions are different. You can't necessarily, when an artist designs a page, they're designing it in a way that your eye has to follow a specific pattern. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the skill. That's part of the ability of designing a comic book. When you're reading that digitally, you don't necessarily see that. If you're looking at it panel by panel or half a page at a time, you're not getting the experience that is meant for you to have. And comic stories are laid out so they know when you're turning a page, so they can have a big reveal on the next page. They can have a cliffhanger at the end of a page. You don't get that digitally when you're looking at it panel by panel or whatever the different frames are. And while it is true that there are all these streaming services now, Marvel Unlimited and DC Universe app, whatever it's called, and it's cheaper, sure, but that's just for people that basically our philosophy on those digital platforms are people wouldn't buy those books anyway. So the books that they're reading digitally, they would never have bought from us to begin with. So we're not concerned by it. the people that still want to read the books, whether it be in a single issue format or a graphic novel format, they're going to come and buy those books. And owning it is a big part of all entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you watch a movie, you're like, no, I want to own that when it's all said and done? However you choose to own it, you still want to have it. But having a comic digitally, you mentioned Comixology. One of the biggest problems with a lot of the services is you're just renting it. You don't own it. If that service goes away, that library goes away.
Right.
If you stop paying for Marvel Unlimited, you don't have access to those books anymore. Yeah, you've read them, but you don't have them.
Right.
Do you have to own them? No. One of the biggest problems with being an adult collector is where do you put everything you buy? It's not having the money for it. It's having the time to read it. It's having the space.
Confirmed.
But we're never worried about digital being a thing. Yeah, we may have lost people to digital, but honestly, they don't tell us. If somebody stops shopping with us, they just stop shopping with us. Yeah. We don't necessarily know why. But I do feel that there's a good amount of people that are subscribers or regular customers at Challengers who do both, who have that Marvel Unlimited subscription so they can go back and dig through those Marvel team-up issues from the 70s that they're not going to pay $6 to $12 per issue for.
By the way, the issue with Wood God and the Hulk, not as good as I remember it.
No, but when you were a kid, that was amazing. Because
yeah.
He's named Wood God, James. Right. Come on. Do you want this back, or should I put it up on the dash?
You can put it on the dash.
So, I don't think a store like yours could exist.
That was hurting my arm.
without a community of support. Being in the Bucktown neighborhood, I've got to think it's all about building community and building those regular customers and people who you come to know by name.
And honestly, like there's a couple of people, like we always remember our very first subscriber. Joe Askins, he's long since moved away, but he's always number one in our hearts because he was the first person
That's
that
awesome.
Said, I want to sign up for your subscription service. And I mentioned before how the store is so different than we thought what it was going to be. That's because of the input from the people around us. And we had no idea how many families and how many kids would be shopping with us. And now we have a dedicated 400 square foot room just for younger readers, for 10 and under.
I love it.
And that was the thing that we had a small all ages section, but now we have basically a whole separate store just for kids.
I love it.
And that's a thing that we never even thought of doing. And honestly, no one else has that.
No.
This is a small pet peeve of mine, but there's industry awards called the Diamond BPAs, the Best Practice Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And we've won a lot of them over years. We've won Best Graphic Novel Section, Best Window Display, Best In-Store Signage, Best Website, Best Twitter Presence, Best Facebook Page. We've never won Best All Ages Section.
Oh, that's bullshit.
And it blows my mind because there's a lot of great All Ages Section out there, and I will fight anybody that ours is the best.
I love it.
I'm not someone who's like, I think my store is the best store out there. We've won the Eisner. For that year, we were able to call ourselves best in the world.
That's for those who are watching or listening. That is the Grammy in the comic book industry, the Oscar, the Tony. The Emmy.
We were awarded the Will Eisner Spirit of Comics Retail Award, which is a huge honor. Doesn't necessarily give us any extra business, but it's a huge bragging, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, of every store in the world that year, we were considered the best.
Yeah, that's huge. I remember that.
And we stole CM Punk's catchphrase with his blessing to be able to call ourselves best in the world.
I love it. All right. So Challengers Comics and Conversation, 1845 Northwestern, right there in Bucktown. Just south of Milwaukee, south of Milwaukee, Armitage, Western, that whole thing. 15 years later, what's the one thing you're really most proud of as you're looking back? This is an anniversary year. What do you think, wow, I can't believe we did that, or I'm so glad we did that?
The cop-out answer is I'm proud of all the people that let us do what we do.
Not a cop-out.
That the community that behind us, the way that people will support us. We've got some club members are people that sign up to get books held for them as they come out all the time, that never forget birthdays or occasions, like people that have become just such amazing family members while never actually socializing with them outside of the store. And there's a level of people like, yeah, you know, you shop here forever. There are literally people who come in, I'm like, hey, it's nice to meet you. And they're like, I've been shopping here for years.
Whoops.
But I've been doing this a long time and I forget a lot of people.
I understand that.
But the people that remember the things that you do and the people, the way they gravitate toward the things you do and that they support the things you do, that is amazing. The number of comic creators that we never met before that we did an event with, and now they've become literally best friends of ours. A guy like Kyle Starks, currently from Where Monsters Lie, 2021's Book of the Year, The Six Sidekicks of Trigger Keaton. He wrote Rick and Morty for a while, and we met him from then, but that's not really a great way to judge anybody from that property. But now Russell Boyd, Kyle Starks, one of my favorite people in the industry. We do stuff with him all the time. I talk to him all the time. And I had no idea who he was when Challenger started.
I love it.
Just the number of creators we've met who are major parts of our life. Becky Cloonan is someone I have, I think, 9 tattoos of her art. And I didn't know who Becky Cloonan was when Challenger started. And it's just those relationships and those... I was filling out an interview today for... I forgot the publication. And they were asking, like, well, how do you... how did you build your reputation? And it's by doing and then connecting with people who see what you do and then they tell somebody else that they liked it, or having a creator out. And honest to God, the secret of having a creator come to your store is asking them. They're either going to say yes or they're going to say no. If they say no, you say thank you very much. You go to the next person.
Yeah.
If they say yes, you do your best to make sure they're not wasting their time, because sure, they're giving up their day or 2 days of working at the drawing board or working at the computer to come out to Chicago to be in your store to meet the people from the city. And if you can't make it worth their while, they're not going to have good things to say about your store.
Right.
But there are so many people that we've had out multiple times because they understand what we're doing and we connect. And it's just the kind of thing, it's like, yes, you're good people, I want more of this.
Challengers Comics in Bucktown, also the podcast, which is weekly with Patrick Brower and his co-owner, co-host, W. Dell Bush.
Also, there's a very familiar voice that does the intro and the outro every
week. I love that. That's probably the best part.
I think so, too.
Yeah, probably. Jessica, I'm sorry we didn't talk more to you. Are you okay back there?
Okay. I'm just fine.
I'm very aware of the optics right now. The two graying dudes in the front seat.
two cisgendered white guys.
Yeah, and
monopolize the entire conversation.
I
was just here, you know, as moral support, I think.
All right.
And you had the award presentation.
Yeah.
That's right. I feel supported. Patrick, you feel supported?
Always.
I also want to thank Giancarlo again, the Food at Club Lago, the company, the companionship that Giancarlo offers at no additional charge. Fantastic stuff.
Orleans, you have to pay to not get that companionship.
At Orleans and Superior. I understand what he's saying about business, but this is the good part of River North. This is the part I want to
do. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hands down.
Yeah. Like that's why I opened a failed second store literally around the corner.
I mean, we're here on a Monday night, which, okay, it's a Monday night, but plenty of parking.
Also, a ton of people inside.
Yeah. I love it. All right, Patrick Brower, congratulations on 15 years.
Thank you. Hey, we're throwing a big anniversary party at the store on Friday the 31st at 7 p.m.
Oh.
And it's C2E2 weekend as well, the big, what does that stand for? Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo.
Yeah.
At McCormick Place. So we are inviting as many creators who are in town for that event over to the store to hang out.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And what a perfect timing situation.
Yeah, honestly, C2E2 at last year asked us if we wanted to do any type of paneling or any type of event for the anniversary, but it's like there's just too much to do at the store and to be at the show and then to have panels. And also, we don't want to take people away from the sales floor just to talk about how good we are.
So
we'd rather have them making money for themselves.
Apologies for bearing the lead. I'll mention this in the copy that goes with this, that the anniversary celebration is happening.
Oh, no, that's not the lead. That's just a bonus.
I think it's the lead. We're trying to promote something.
I think the lead is this amazing award James just won today.
Thank you. That was incredibly kind and thoughtful and completely unexpected. Thank you so much for doing that.
You deserve it.
All right. Thank you for watching. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you for listening. CarquinCarney.com. Tell a friend. Challengers Comics, 1845 Northwestern. Best comic book shop. Period.
Challengerscomics.com.
Did I say that?
Keep reading comics.
Keep reading comics.